The Center for Gender and Refugee Studies, members of the San Francisco Immigrant Legal Defense Collaborative, and the San Francisco Immigrant Legal and Education Network were among the groups protesting proposed limitations on U.S. asylum rules at the San Francisco office of Senator LaPonza Butler. They say the proposals would endanger the lives of immigrants who are fleeing persecutions in their countries of origin. Brianna Kong is a communications and advocacy manager for the Center for Gender and Refugee Studies.
We're here to tell the White House and to tell our lawmakers on Capitol Hill, no, you will not kill asylum on our watch. You will not throw our communities, the communities that put you in office, under the bus. We're gathered here outside Senator LaPonza Butler's office, and as Senator Butler has rightfully said, immigrants make California great.
Republican proposals reportedly include a third country transit ban, which would prevent people transiting through a third country to seek asylum in the U.S., as well as raising the bar in the initial credible fear border screening interviews and an expansion of mandatory immigrant detention, among other actions. California's other Democratic Senator, Alex Padilla, has also come out strongly against GOP proposals. Roberto Otega is a field representative in the Bay Area office of Representative Padilla.
We unequivocally agree on the need for Congress to act to reform our immigration system and address the challenges at the border. Three Republican demands to cut off legal pathways and deport long-term residents will not reduce unauthorized migration. After voting against significant border security investments last week, Senate Republicans are clearly not interested in strategic border management, and we should not be entertaining their cruel and unrealistic demands.
Blaine Bookley is a legal director for the Center for Gender and Refugee Studies. She said a client of hers named Dahlia, who was a victim of domestic violence, would likely be rejected under the proposed rule changes.
Never have their day in court and are summarily sent back to danger. Now is the time to stand firm in the best of our history and our values and to welcome Dahlia and her daughter, just as this country welcomes my family and as I hope other nations would do for me and my family in our lives.
The window for reaching a compromise on the Ukraine-Israel funding bill is closing as lawmakers were due to leave for their holiday break on Thursday. For KPFA News, I'm Jordan Delfuga.